Hi, Emma.
Please ask you. Oh, sorry. The date is 6th of August and the time is 20 past 6 a.m. Could I please ask you for your name, your date of birth, and where you come from?
Okay, hi, Emma. I'm Scott. Scott Robertson. I'm from Edinburgh. My date of birth, 22nd of the 10th, 1972.
How are you?
I'm good. A little bit nervous. But yeah, other than that, yeah, good. Excited as well. Yeah.
So where did you hear about the project?
I read about it in a paper in Edinburgh. My mum and dad read the paper all the time, and they probably saw some tickets for cheap tickets up down to London, and then I noticed that, and I thought, right, yeah, it sounds great.
What made you want to take part?
I'd seen, Anthony and the Johnsons, I think. I'd seen this, Anthony and the Johnsons done a show at the Festival Hall a few years ago. And on stage was this little rotating circle, and every so often, just someone else would go on it and just stand there while the music was playing and stuff like that, and they were singing and everything. But these people would just stand there, and it was just the most beautiful thing I'd seen. And in combination with the fact that I always loved the plinth in Trafalgar Square, because we have two empty ones in Edinburgh, or is it just one? Oh, anyway, yeah, just a mixture of those two things that made me decide. Yeah, it just sounds such a good thing to do. And what an opportunity in Trafalgar Square, and it's just cool. Yeah, cool.
So what are you gonna do up
there? I'm gonna roll out my rug and my carpet, and I'll put my little table up in my chair, and I'm just gonna write to everyone that means something to me, and just say something that probably I wouldn't have said otherwise to them, like in person or something like that. And yeah, and it's a good place to do it. I was traveling last year for a whole year around the world, and I sent lots of people postcards and things like that. And I never used to write, I wouldn't write things, and really got into it. And so I thought, well, you've had postcards from, I don't know, Rapa Nui, you've had postcards from Peru, you've had postcards from, India, and a telegram from Mumbai and everything. And so let's send you something from the plinth in Trafalgar Square from home. There you are.
Who will you be sending them to?
Well, my family, my friends, perhaps an ex, but then that's an odd one. The woman I bought my house off, and because she's just really special. Not special, it's my mum, of course, but she's cool. And the two guys that brought me here today after asking them for a lift last night, which was so kind of them, David and Ian, they were just cool. So, yeah. Yeah, friends in Plymouth, friends in Scotland, friends abroad. Yeah, as many people as possible. And you guys, actually, you've been really cool here this morning. It's been really nice. And I thought about sending one to Anthony Gormley.
So where is home for you?
I'm not sure. Just now, Edinburgh, I think. I love Edinburgh. I lived in London for a long time, and when I went away, I realised how the world's beautiful, but then when I came back and realised how beautiful Scotland was, and it's tiny and there's not many of us up there, and it's just, and there's so much, it's so diverse, and you have the Orkneys and the other, the Shetland Islands, don't forget them, and then it's just a beautiful country. So yeah, Scotland's my home, I think.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Edinburgh, in Leith, Edinburgh, there you are.
And what was your upbringing like?
Good fun. My dad used to have this big van that he'd got from a mental asylum, and it used to make us laugh because he used to make us all sit in it and drive us around. And it was when we drove up to places in Scotland, if we'd gone to visit, I don't know, just somewhere in the countryside and stuff like that, people would sort of think, who's this coming? And they'd have this strange impression of us, and we were all sort of slightly quirky anyway, so it was good fun. So I remember that. I just remember driving around in the middle of nowhere with my dad and my mum and my family and stuff.
Who makes up your family?
There's me. I'm the baby of the family. And there's my two sisters, and my brother Dean, so there's four of us. Yeah, and then my mum and dad. Yeah.
What did your mum and dad do?
They're both retired, yeah. But my father, he was a joiner and a builder. Yeah, really, really, really good at that. I learned a lot from him and stuff. which probably brought me into what I do, because I've seen what he did.
What route's your life taken since school?
Gosh, well, I moved down to the south from Edinburgh, which was a big upheaval because I fell in love in Edinburgh. And so there was a choice, what should I do? And so, yeah, so I moved to England for love and then stayed in London for, well, that was into High Wycombe, and then moved to London, I think 98, and bought a house here. And I had a job that I worked in, which is, actually I won't tell you about that, because it, yeah, the less said about that, the better. And then, yeah, so then I moved into this lovely house that I live in, and in North London. And one of the best things I did since was to leave work in 2007 and go travelling for the year with my friend Fifi, yeah, around the world. And I think at that point, from maybe a little bit before that, my life really changed and it got really, really exciting. And yeah. And then I end up here, talking to you, and gonna go on the plane. Yeah, which is a funny one.
How did your experience of traveling around the world affect you now?
It made me realise how wonderful the UK is, how lucky we are, and how privileged, and to see what so many people in the world don't have, and yet how they can live life and be happy and enjoy it with very little and maybe terrible political regimes and just the worst of circumstances, and they come through smiling and happy and are excited to see you and stuff. And it made me think, well, you know, I have everything back here. I have a family and I have health service and I have a home and friends, and you know, and it just made me look at life completely different, that I can be happy quite easily here. You know, we're so lucky. Yeah, really privileged.
What makes you happy?
Gosh. When you said you weren't going to talk much, that would have been good if you didn't ask that one. What makes me happy? I actually really love shopping in auctions, buying auction. There's something about that that's quite exciting. So, yeah, and I like buying pictures that have got sea views on them. There you are, that makes me happy. But meeting my friends and just having a laugh and chatting and having, yeah, a drink and eating tiramisu, that's it.
What kind of thing do you buy at auction?
Furniture, because I'm a furniture restorer, so that's basically it, and the old painting.
What kind of furniture?
What kind of furniture? Mainly 19th century furniture. I love 18th century, late 18th century furniture, but I buy 19th century furniture that needs, mainly if it's broken. If it's broken, that's it, I'll buy it. Anything, and it looks like I can fix it and do it up. That's it, yeah.
What do you enjoy about the process of fixing things?
It's slightly of a recycling thing, but it's just something that's been made so long ago with not the resources we have these days, and it's so beautifully made, manufactured, handmade, not mass produced or anything. And I just think that it should be saved. I just think it's so important. You can buy stuff today that's, like, it's really functional and stuff like that. It's really cheap, but you have such great quality things that with a little bit of work, a little bit of money and restoration, and I don't know, you can keep them forever and you can pass them on. So that's really cool. I like that. Yeah.
Is that how you make money?
That's how I propose to make money, but no, not yet. I hope that will work quite easily. I hope that's what will happen, yeah.
What do you do on a daily basis?
Well, ever since I came back, which was Christmas Eve, 2008, I've just been going up and down from Edinburgh to London, sort of not knowing where I want to be. And my father gave me this workshop that I can use. And so I've been trying to set up myself as a furniture restorer in a self-employed one. So that's what I do on a daily basis. But on a daily basis, actually, now, hang on, that's what I'm trying to do. But I don't know, I just enjoy myself being in Edinburgh, go out, meeting my friends, and don't know, annoying my mum and eating her lovely cooking. Yeah, that's it.
What's home life for you at the moment?
Well, my mum and dad live just outside Edinburgh in this lovely old farmhouse, and so I suppose I just love being there. The garden's full of rabbits, and you just sit and look out the window and there's these crazy rabbits around the garden and wildlife, and you see the Firth of Forth in the distance, and it's just a laugh. So it's just my mum and dad and me, and we just have, yeah, have fun.
What was the area like growing up?
It was inner city. It was Leith, and it was really good. It was like, for Edinburgh, it was quite multicultural, which was cool. And it was in this little street, a Georgian street, really, really odd. And everything was really close by. My mum worked in a children's shop just up the road. The school was just up the road, so we'd come home for dinner and lunch and for lunch and stuff like that. And so it was really close, and we really got on with our neighbours and stuff like that, which I really liked. And we'd go across, and Ada across the road would play the piano, and we'd run up and down a staircase, and we'd have fun with that. So yeah, people were really friendly. Everyone knew everyone and stuff like that. So it was good, yeah. And we got into lots of mischief and stuff like that. But I better not say anything about that because, yeah, you're recording it and it's getting archived. And don't even go there yet.
Is there any main cultural differences you find between Scotland and when you lived in London?
Well, all the world seems to live in London. I mean, which is fantastic. Just your neighbors are just from moving it from one country, and then I mean they'll move out. It's just rent accommodation, and they'll be from somewhere else, and that's absolutely brilliant. So cultural diversity is really good in London because there's nothing like it. There's lots of things, but Scotland, I feel, is really open. You can just go in 5 minutes and you're in the countryside, you're near the sea. It's so small, but we're in London, we're in England, you just, I don't know, I don't know if that makes sense, but you feel like you really have to go far to get to the sea. But that's probably just being in London.
Epitomize the Scottish people.
Gosh, I could I say they're an intelligent bunch, and they're really friendly and kind. And considering what we went through historically and stuff like that, and I think we did invent the haggis, despite what they're saying. Is that enough of that one?
Where do you see yourself in the future?
Where to see myself in the future? Probably in, hopefully with a nice established business, a furniture store, and living somewhere like my mum and dad live, and with all my little mementos on the wall, like being here, on the plinth, and little photographs of me wherever I've been strange in the world. Yeah.
So coming back to the plinth, what do you hope to gain from experience?
A little bit of confidence would be quite good, but I'm not sure if that will work because I'm sort of quite scared and going up there, and I don't know if I'll, how I'm reacting to that. But I think it'll be a really positive thing I will gain from it overall because it's just brilliant to be sitting on a big, it's a granite plinth in Trafalgar Square. That's just, I don't know, when is that ever going to happen again? Yeah, it's cool.
Is there anything you'd like people at home watching, people in the square watching, to gain from your artwork?
Yeah, I think I think they should look at everyone individually and maybe not judge them quite so much because it's just so simple just to judge someone and maybe spoke to them afterwards, ask them a little bit about themselves. It's just quite easy to go up there and sort of just say something from you, but I mean, which could be quite unconstructive criticism. But yeah, so just ask the person before you judge and stuff like that. I think that's quite good.
Do you think that the artist's attempt to democratize the arts had any influence on your decision to be here today?
I think that it's just the fact that no one's choosing who does it. It's just random. Is absolutely brilliant. Yeah. Because for me, it just seems that everyone is equal doing it. Although some things are more flamboyant than others, but that fundamentally there's one person up there, and that's great. So they're all the same, and I think it illustrates it really well. But it also illustrates how people behave around it. It's amazing what it does. It's cool. Yeah.
You got anything else you'd like to add?
Take everything I just said with a pinch of salt, because I am quite nervous and I'm not thinking at all this morning. It is really early. But yeah, just good luck to everyone else that does this, and I think it's brilliant.